And you were talking about being a part of a band, not only the army band, but your sort of professional musical career.
Well, it wasn't what you call professional, because I was a professional insurance broker come agent. But I was a part-time, what they call semi-pro, musician for many years. And it all started, I'm going off at a tangent now, it all started when I joined the 2nd Battalion of the Essex Regiment Army Cadet Force in Benfleet. And the local undertaker, Mr. Arthur Alden, was one of the officers, the directors, and he was very keen on brass bands. I think after about a year, he formed a brass band from the Army Cadets, and one or two older people had played instruments in the war, the First World War that was. And he formed an Army Cadet band, and we got quite good, really. We used to play concerts. I remember playing concerts at Benfleet School. We played in churches as well. We played in the St Mary's Church at Benfleet. And that's rather amusing, because we were a bit packed in the church in the aisle, and we played a few hymns. At that time I was playing a trombone, which is, you might know, is a sliding instrument. You've got a thing you slide, you push in and out. Well, I could only play it by pushing it through some railings where I'm sitting. There was not as much room, and when I got carried away, and I must admit, I dunked the trombone on one of the pillars there, and I rather bent it. I got sold off for that, but it was repairable. I can remember also playing in the pub across the road after going to church. And I think we played at a couple of schools on Canvey Island, you know, with the brass band, did a little concerts. And eventually I sort of got interested. I switched to cornet then, which I found was an easier instrument to play on the trombone, and you didn't bash it about in churches. So I took up a cornet and played the cornet. I used to practice like mad, you know, I was never very good. Anyhow, after about 6 weeks, I think it is, I managed to write down, I didn't understand music, I read around, there's three valves on a cornet. I managed to press down the buttons that give you the different notes and the different pressure on the mouth. I got that worked out a bit. I remember that I learned a tune called Birth of the Blues. I think it was in B flat. So I marched down the youth centre with my cornet and said, I want to play the Birth of the Blues in E flat, or B flat, I think it was. And of course, I told the piano pianist there to play in B flat. And of course, my trumpet being in B flat, I didn't know she was in the wrong key to me. And I must admit, it was a bit of a failure. Anyhow, we progressed to that, and I was always interested in jazz and dance music and all music, really, all types of music. I started playing at this youth centre at Benfleet. A very good thing happened then. I was playing on this battered old cornet I had with the Army Cadets, which they allowed me to take home, which wasn't mine. And I remember one night we were playing away there, and a man, an elderish man, was standing in the corner looking intently at me. And when we finished, he said, is that your cornet? I said, no, it belongs to the Army Cadets. I haven't got an instrument. I said, I'd love a trumpet. So he said, leave it to me. And about 3 months went by, and I had a call. I think my mother had a call, and it said, come to some place in Southend, we've bought you a trumpet. And it was something to do with youth education. They actually bought me a trumpet. So I said, well, I can't pay for it. They said, well, what you can do, you can pay 2 and 6 a week or something like that. It cost £12, which was a lot of money then. And eventually I got little jobs playing around the local youth centres. I think I used to get about 5 shillings, so I paid 2 and 6 off my trumpet, and the other 2 and 6 I kept myself. And then it got a bit a bit more interesting, because a local band leader who played at the Tarpots Hall, whose name was Les Allen, wanted a trumpet player. My brother had actually been playing with his band, and I think he had to do something else. And I started playing with Les Allen's band, and from there I progressed to other bands in Essex. And I ended up at a freelance semi-pro trumpet player, and a thing called the flugelhorn, which is a German instrument, which is more mellow than the trumpet and not so harsh. And I did that to the age of 60. But at the age of 60, I'm afraid I had a bit of a problem health-wise, which stopped me trying the trumpet, so I took up the flute. And I played the flute for a while in a youth orchestra playing classical music at Blenheim School. I think that's Lee or Eastwood or somewhere there. And that was a mixed orchestra of young children, starting from probably about 8, 10, 12, right up to myself. I think the eldest one was a policeman who played the trombone in the Essex Police Band, who used to come along and because he liked playing classical music. But after a while, I had to give up the flute. I rang out of puff, and I suppose I did that for 7 years. So about 67, my musical career was over.